You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Former President Donald Trump is coming back to the Badger State. He's set to hold a rally in Prairie du Chien on Saturday, the adopted hometown of Derek Van Orden, one of his biggest supporters in the House of Representatives. Van Orden is being challenged by Democrat Rebecca Cook in November. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign is currently on a bus tour throughout Wisconsin. Today, they're in Appleton, Green Bay, and Beaver Dam. The last time Trump was in Wisconsin, it was in Wausau just about 2 weeks ago. And former Governor Tommy Thompson says he wants former President Donald Trump to campaign in the state's two bluest counties. He says Wisconsin is not a done deal for Kamala Harris and says Trump's team should come to Dane and Milwaukee counties, which he called, quote, the belly of the beast. In 2020, Joe Biden won 75% of the vote in Dane County and 69% of the vote in Milwaukee County. So it's yet to be seen whether the Trump team will take that advice. Political parties are putting a lot of effort into the youth vote here in Wisconsin. Some analysts say young people alone could decide the election. Ever since Kamala Harris was named the nominee, there has been about a 20% jump in enthusiasm from Wisconsin voters age 18 to 29. That means social media may play a bigger role than ever. Hilario De Leon is chair of the Milwaukee County Republican Party.
Everyone's on it. We get our news from it. I have a TikTok account. I have my own social media platforms that I do. Any major, you know, corporation, company, sports team, political group, they all have social media.
Matthew Lehner is chair of the College Democrats of Wisconsin.
Social media is one of the big reasons why Janet Protasiewicz did so well in the 2023 Supreme Court election. I think you're going to see that again in 2024.
14% of young Wisconsin voters are still undecided. That's more than double any other age group. New numbers show the job market has rebounded in Wisconsin since the pandemic, but it's not equal across the state. The nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum found while overall Wisconsin has more jobs now than it did in 2019, that doesn't mean every county is advancing in that category. 42 of Wisconsin's 72 counties have fewer jobs than they did before the pandemic. That means the state's strongest economic areas like Dane and Milwaukee County are carrying a lot of those jobs. And COVID-19 is on the rise here in Wisconsin. It's been spreading more and more since the end of June, according to the state's wastewater data monitoring program. But soon you'll be able to order more tests for free. The federal government is reviving its free tests by mail program. You'll be able to go to covidtest.gov and order 4 nasal swab test kits. All we know is that the program is set to go live in late September. Officials haven't given a specific date yet. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. One person is dead after a two-vehicle crash in Marathon County yesterday morning. It happened a little before 8 a.m. near the intersection of State Highway 13 and Merkle Road in Spencer. Investigators closed that section of Highway 13 until after 3 p.m. yesterday. The victim's name has not yet been released. It's Rail Safety Week, a time to think about the dangers of crossing railroad tracks either on foot, by bike, or in a car, and how to do it in the safest way. Officials say you should look both ways, turn down your music in a car, and avoid wearing earbuds when walking or biking. Never cross the railroad tracks when lights are flashing. Never speed up and rush through a gate or go around it. According to the Commissioner of Railroads, in the last 5 years, there have been 170 incidents resulting in 45 deaths while crossing tracks in Wisconsin. The final alarm ceremony will take place this Saturday in Wisconsin Rapids. This solemn ceremony honors all firefighters that have given the ultimate sacrifice, both present and past. It will begin at 3:33 at the Firefighters Memorial. All are welcome to come honor fallen brothers and sisters in the fire service. The final alarm procession will begin promptly at 7 and follow through the streets of Wisconsin Rapids with red lights only. You can find a map of the procession on the Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department Facebook page and hear the full interview with Tom Anderson on WFHR.com. Health officials are warning residents about an increased risk of rabies exposure as temperatures begin to cool down. As temps drop, animals like bats and skunks are more likely to start seeking shelter indoors. You should check to make sure potentially infected animals can't get inside. There's a planning party in Stevens Point tonight to develop the aging plan. City staff, AARP Wisconsin staff, and members of the city's age-friendly commission are hosting the party at the Pifner Building tonight from 5 to 6:30. The aging plan will focus on making Stevens Point more livable for people of all ages and abilities, and there's free ice cream. Be wary of invasive species or harmful hitchhikers in your firewood this fall. Cooler temperatures are perfect for sitting around a campfire, but the DNR is asking that you help slow the spread of tree-killing pests and diseases by not transporting firewood away from where it was harvested. Buy local and burn local. Purchase firewood for your camping trip on-site and leave any unused wood behind when you leave. It's not worth bringing a pest home to infest your property. You can visit firewoodscout.org to find firewood near you. The Managing Caregiver Stress Workshops happen this week. The ADRC is offering sessions on Thursday in Marshfield at the Community Center at 10 a.m. or in Wisconsin Rapids at the ADRC office at 3 p.m. Workshops are free, but registration is required. You can find out more and register by calling 888-486-9545. The Youth Deer Hunt happens October 5th and 6th this year. The DNR encourages hunting mentors to introduce the rich tradition of deer hunting to the next generation. This includes hunters 15 years old and younger. They're eligible to hunt with or without hunter education certification if they are under the supervision of a mentor. There are several rules and regulations that must be followed. You can find out more at dnr.wisconsin.gov. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers prep for Minnesota. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sport, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay is 2-1 heading into this Sunday's matchup with the Vikings. Head coach Matt LaFleur said they know all about Vikings running back Aaron Jones.
He's a problem. He is, and he looks really good. And I've been able to watch him a little bit. Certainly, he's one of my favorite players that I've ever had the privilege to coach, a guy like that, just in terms of how he goes about his business and still got a lot of love for him.
LaFleur said he's not sure if Jordan Love will be ready to go this week.
Well, we'll see. I mean, again, I think anybody that saw what happened to him, I mean, that's a legitimate injury. So, you know, he's working through it. He's doing everything in his power. He wants to be out there and, you know, we want him out there.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced all of last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain, but could return this week. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. The Brewers have six games to play in the regular season. They are in Pittsburgh for three games starting tonight before a home series with the Mets. The playoffs start in October. And the kickoff times for the next two Wisconsin football games are set. They'll be at USC on Saturday with a 2:30 p.m. start. Then they come home to play Purdue a week from Saturday at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clement, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba.
If you can stomach the topic, there will be a new docuseries about Sean Combs. The New York Post reports that the Investigation Discovery Network is behind the series. The creators of Quiet on the Set, the Dark Side of Kids TV docuseries, will produce. Quiet on the Set exposed the toxic behind-the-scenes environment on some popular kids shows. The project does not have a title yet, but will feature alleged victims. Teachers don't get paid nearly enough unless they're on TV. The cast of Abbott Elementary received a lot of critical acclaim through the show's first three seasons. It's all paying off now as they are getting what Deadline reports are major salary bumps. The Abbott cast won the Acting Ensemble Award for Comedy of the 2022 Screen Actors Guild Awards. The show has also won multiple Emmys and Golden Globe Awards. The show's fourth season premieres Wednesday, October 9th on ABC. Sabrina Carpenter is on a bit of a roll following her win for Song of the Year at this year's Video Music Awards. So what's next? How about a Christmas special? A nonsense Christmas special. Yes, that's the title. We'll feature musical guests and comedy with a dash of celebrity cameos. Carpenter says the special will really jingle your bells and it will drop December 6th at 9 p.m. Eastern on Netflix. A few nights ago, country star Zach Bryan got a little sauced and took a shot at Taylor Swift on X Twitter. The Swifties performed a Twitter takedown on Bryan until he went into ex-Twitter witness protection and deactivated his account. Bryan took to Instagram, where the Swifties are still allowing him to function. He offered an apology, saying he is going through a hard time, appreciates all Taylor has done for music, and never wants to show malice toward another human being. He closed the post with "Don't drink and tweet," and then was ordered back to the corner by the Swift Army, where he continued sucking his thumb. Netflix released a trailer for the new Sam Raimi film called Don't Move. The Hollywood Reporter says the thriller is about a grieving woman who heads to the woods to find peace, but instead finds a man who injects her with a drug that will paralyze her. The movie will premiere on Netflix October 25th, and the trailer can be seen on YouTube. The Office is the gift that keeps on giving. Remember Creed Bratton, the creepy, enigmatic, elderly employee who had no idea what his job title was or what he did at the company? Bratton recently posted a photo on Instagram with his fellow office mates, Dwight, Oscar, and Meredith. Fans flooded the post with comments. In his years since The Office, he has been acting and working as a musician, which is how he got his start in show business. And in case you're wondering, Creed was in charge of quality assurance. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 60s to near 70 today. The wind out of the east at around 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear. A little patchy fog overnight with a low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.